What's up, y'all? It's your man Ernest, or you love Ernest, same guy, different name. And we outside. We outside recording this episode, probably future episodes of the My Two Cents podcast. My other podcast getting the same treatment as well, but this is the My Two Cents podcast. Thought it'd be nice to, you know, sit out here and get some extra fresh air, vitamin D, especially while the weather is still nice. Now I am in North Carolina now, so I don't know when does the weather get a bit cooler here, if it does, but I know in Massachusetts, back home in Massachusetts, around late September, early October is when things start to cool off, as Beyonce would say. But anyways, not to ramble on, this is a review for Nas's new album, King's Disease 2. So, my thoughts on this new album. Is this thing still recording? Yeah, better be. Anyways, so, my thoughts initially on this album here. This album crept up on me. I had no idea it was out until I saw the hype that people had with the song that he made with Lauryn Hill, actually. And that, I didn't peep that song before. I didn't check it out before listening to this album, only because I wanted to listen to it within the contents of this album. I also just was doing other things at the time, so I just didn't feel like stopping in the middle of, you know, whatever, just to listen to the song. But you know, I really like the song. I really like the song that they did together. But this is a album review, not a song review. So I'm gonna start off with the cons about this album, because it's not really many. I thought that the only thing bad about this album was at times, or At a time, it felt like Nas was trying to reach a fan base, or it seemed like he was reaching. It was a certain sound and everything, and as far as the production, just the sound of the music or whatever, it sounded as if though he was reaching for a fan base that I feel as though probably wouldn't care. I don't say they don't care or whatever, at all. I'm saying that they probably wouldn't care for Nas, just to be honest with you. But, and it's going to thunder on my face, is it? It's sunny out here, so we going to ride it out until, I guess, we go inside. And only reason I'm out here is because, you know, roommate is in there and indoors, and I'm not, you know, by myself recording this episode. But hey, if I gotta pause and go inside because I ain't trying to get rained on, guess that's something I gotta do. But anyways, it just sounded like he was trying to, I didn't really like some of the songs on this. Not everything on this album is a banger. You will hear my rating per usual at the end. It sounded like he was reaching at points, and I was like, I hope that's not the case. I hope this man isn't trying to do the, I'm the old rapper that's still hip and I can just rap over these young boy type beats or whatever. Because honestly, again, you know, my thing is, leave that type of music for the young dudes, the young rappers. You know, that's their sound. And no matter how you try to attach yourself to that sound, this goes for any rapper trying to do it. Not Nas, not just Nas, but no matter how much, if these young fan bases don't, if you know, the Generation Z folks, right, if they don't like your music, they don't like your music, man. If they think you old, it don't matter how much you rap over a beat that sounds like something, you know, DaBaby or Lil Baby or some other baby would rap over. If they ain't fuck with you, they ain't gonna fuck with you. It's just really that simple. But that's that. That's literally the only con that I have with this album here. Now we on to the pros. Pros, obviously, is Nas's rapping. Conceptually, compared to King's Disease, the first one, I would say that this one was pretty much, I won't say this one was better than, you know, the concept, although it's pretty much the same thing, but, you know, with, you know, noticeable differences. But it wasn't too bad either, you know. Hi, doggy. Somebody's dog try to, you know, say what's up to me or whatever. But hey, that's what happens when you were filming outside, you know. But conceptually, as I was saying before, it's pretty much on the same thing, and I wasn't turned off by the concept. It still kept me interested. King's Disease, the first one, I really enjoyed that album. I'm not quite too sure if it made my best albums list of, what was it, 2020, I believe, when King's Disease came out. Y'all gonna have to obviously look back. You know, as you can see, I don't remember my own damn list. I'm blaming that on me getting old, but, or older. But yeah, King's Disease, I did enjoy that album here, there. And I enjoyed this album too. Production-wise, I will say that I did like the sounds of King's Disease, the first one, compared to this one. But that's not to take away at all from the good production on here. Hit Boy did his thing on this. I believe he produced the first one as well. If I'm mistaken, my bad, but I believe he produced King's Disease, the first one, as well, or at least a couple songs on there, and I believe that's the same thing with King's Disease too. So sonically, production wise, let me put it that way, I do think the first one is better produced, but that doesn't mean this one was just absolutely terrible. Again, that small little lull that was the cons was the deciding factor between which album, which King's Disease out of these, you know, King's Disease discography-ish, whatever, or series, if you want to call it that, which one was better produced. And again, I'm going with the first one because, to me, there was no moment in the first one, to my knowledge, to what I remember, that, you know, said that he was, you know, just, you know, trying to appeal to younger cats or whatever, right? So that aspect of it was nice. The features, I would say EPMD, and actually hearing EPMD on EPMD 2, which is a song on here, was a nice addition. Eminem did what Eminem does at this point in time in his career. I am not impressed by it anymore, but I do see why people still are, so I'm just gonna leave it at that. I will say that Lauryn Hill feature that everybody was raving about, well worth it. Lauryn Hill is the best feature on this album. Lauryn Hill is the best feature on this album. For anybody who, for some reason, doubted it, because I feel like a lot of the hype, from what I was seeing, a lot of people was like, yeah, Miss Hill still got it, Lauren still got it. She never left. What are y'all talking about? I'm pretty sure the solo stuff she was putting out, you know, scattering around the years, from what I remember, she was still having it. Like, it was still good. Granted, that one song she did was a bad-sounding song. I believe the first, it was like the first song she dropped ever since her long hiatus, that song, and she kept saying commercialism, 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 you know what I'm saying? I can't say it as fast as she did. That song didn't sound too well, but as far as her rhyming and just everything in general, she still got it. She didn't fall off. And I've heard her featured on other people's stuff, and she still had it. So I never doubted Miss Lauryn Hill in general. I never thought that she fell off. But she has a very noticeable and the best, once again, feature on this album. And I know I don't make a list like this, but if I'm going to do features, like best features of any year, I'm going to say this Lauren makes this list. If I were to do a list like this, maybe that's something I'm going to do in the future, but now I'm not doing it. But yeah, she absolutely killed it, is what I'm saying. I really loved her feature. And I really love this album, you know? I give it a 9 out of 10. This was a really, really dope project here. Again, still not my favorite Nas project. Still not, you know, the best project, but for what it is, a good one. It's a good one. So that's that. Those are my thoughts about the album. I do have some favorite tracks, so we're going to get into a commercial break, and then you'll hear my favorite tracks. Stay tuned. So music isn't the only thing that I review. I review movies and TV shows as well. I also have a dedicated podcast for that called the Season Premiere Podcast. Just like this one, it's a weekly podcast where I review either a movie or the TV shows that I am really enjoying at the moment. If you want to hear my thoughts on shows like Snowfall, Black Monday, Loki, or any of the other Marvel shows that have been out right now and future shows, and also movies as well, go subscribe to the Season Premiere Podcast. I would love to have you on there as a guest as well. We can chat up about movies and shows and what we might be anticipating to come out as far as movies and shows as well. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and also thank you for subscribing and listening to the Season Premiere Podcast. All right, we are back with my favorite tracks, back with some yelling voices in the background, I guess. Anyways, I have three favorite tracks, so let's get to them. First one, Store Run. Store Run was a beautiful gem right there. Beautiful jam, a beautiful song in general. I really like Store Run. Nas's great storytelling ability, which I believe is something that Nas doesn't get credit for, or enough credit for. Nas is, you know, people want to talk about how artists, or rap artists especially, tell stories with their raps or whatever. Nas is one of them dudes. He does it very well. And this was one of the songs where he did it very well. He did it on another song as well, that when he talked, I believe it was Death Row East or something like that. That was the another example of Nas's ability to tell a story well. But back to this song, Store Run, I thought it was just dope. The melody, just Nas's voice on it, his flow on it, really dope. And I really appreciate that, and that's why it's one of my favorite tracks. Second favorite track is Moments. Moments is another beautiful track on here. Another song, again, that has to do with Nas's, or shows off Nas's great storytelling ability. Again, I believe so. If no one else is going to give him that credit, I'm going to give him that credit. So, and it was a greatly produced track as well. So, dope track, great meaning and everything. And that's why it's on this list. Third and final, but definitely not least, as I stated, Miss Lauryn Hill is my favorite feature on this album. But this song, Nobody, that she is featured on, is my favorite song on the album, period. Really enjoyed this. This is a dope-ass song. Of course, Nas killed it. But Miss Lauryn Hill, once again, did her thing. This was something where the hype that I saw it get was well, well worth it. I'm not sure if people heard this song, if Nas dropped this song prior to the album and people just, you know, latched on to the song, or they latched on to this song as they listened to this album when it released? Because obviously, I'm reviewing this, what was it, a week or two after it released, this album release? Who knows? You know, I'm telling you right now, it wasn't a day one purchase or listen. This is not a day one review, let me put it that way. But it is something that I did listen to, and I'm glad I listened to it. And yeah, this song is well worth the hype. I don't see many people hyping this album, but not that I care. I actually seen some critiques about it, but I enjoy it, as y'all heard my rating. And if you just skipped to the favorite tracks and you didn't hear my rating, well, go back and listen to the review. But that's the entire review of Nas's King's Disease 2. Great album. I suggest you check it out. Even if I didn't think it was a great album, I still suggest that you check out this album. Y'all let me know what you think about this album. Let me know what you think about what I said about this album. If you already listened to it, of course. If you haven't, listened to it. And then share your thoughts with me on Instagram, linked in the description box below. You can send in a voice message feature as well. Here, you could be featured on the next episode of the My Two Cents podcast by sending in a voice message feature and let me know what you think about whatever I said, or think about the album, or you could just suggest albums that way as well. Any genre is appreciated. You know, I listen to any album or whatever of any genre. Just it has to be of this current year. Preferably this current year. Let me put it that way. It doesn't have to be, but I prefer albums of the current year. So obviously 2021 albums of any genre. If you want to request for me to listen to and review an album. But that's that. Hit the links in the description box below. Share this episode. Subscribe. I might get rained on. Who knows? But at least we got to the end of this episode. Now I gotta record my other podcast. So until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Strong winds coming in. Peace out. Y'all stay dry out there wherever you are.